partnership with Art Prize and Second Avenue Arts, New York City artist Tyler Loftus presents a two-night juried event designed to forge artist-collector relationships that inform the geographically diverse emerging markets of the contemporary art world. It's a big deal. Let's talk about it in studio to do just that. Would be you, Tyler Loftus. Good morning to you.
Morning, Shelley.
Thank you for being here. It was a couple.
Thank you.
I guess it was last year that our paths crossed at the wasn't it the Kendall College of Art and Design?
There Chris was an Burris opening? Had an opening there. Yeah,
yeah.
Amazing show.
Yeah, Mike Coleman, appreciate you. We'll call you trustee and doing great things with Tyler. So, Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you, Tyler Loftus. Your resume is extensive. Your bio is extensive. Let's jump right into who you are, and then we'll get into this 3-day event that opens Friday.
Well, I'm originally from here, but I've been living in New York and painting in New York for the last 20 years. I have a huge passion for this community here, especially the art aspect of it. So coming back here and getting to partner with Art Prize is just an amazing opportunity, and has facilitated a lot of passions and ideas that I've had about the artists and the community here as far as art goes.
Great. Mike Coleman, talk about you.
Yeah, I work for Tyler Loftus in New York for the last 3 or 4 years, and I try to facilitate his vision.
Great. What's your style, Tyler? What's your art niche?
Well, I paint from life. I don't use any sort of photography. I think that would be probably the closest thing I could come to as far as saying a style. Because one thing about painting today, I think, is it's a very diverse styles. Actually, it's something about modern painting now. It's not stylistically unified as it may have been in the past.
Yes. Well, Collector Show Spring does kick off with a VIP preview opening to the public on the evening of April 1st. What is this show?
This show is actually some really exciting artists from the last 100 years, and pairing them with artists that are painting now. And instead of talking about that or making some sort of dissertation, this is a visual thing, so you can see how the modern art is comparing or lining up with the art of the last 100 years. We have De Niro's father, Robert De Niro Sr., who is an amazing artist, and just a whole host of incredible artists.
Like 50 artists.
50.
So 50 artists, including 30 past Art Prize artists.
Yeah, that's the exciting thing, is to be able to prove these things visually. I mean, that's what art is about. It's a visual thing. This is not telling someone, it's showing someone. So how these artists integrate with the last 100 years of American painting is an exciting thing to say. So it's an exciting context to show them in.
Mike Coleman, add to this.
Yeah, there were 400 submissions from past Art Prize artists that Tyler was the juror for, so he chose 30. So it's kind of cream to the crop. It's an exciting show. And the 20 artists from New York, I think, like Tyler said, 6 or 7 very famous painters from the last century, also including some more mid-career modern painters.
Okay. Where do we see this show?
We should see the show at Art Prize Hub. That's at 41 Sheldon Boulevard, Southeast. Mm-hmm. The opening is Friday evening, 6 to 9, with a gallery reception. And then after 9, we kick it up with a DJ, AJ Pashka, and drinks.
Wow. And that's Friday night, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this stays on the walls through?
It's just a quick show. It's just up for 3 days. So Saturday, it'll be open all day, and then Sunday by appointment.
Great. You, Tyler, my notes tell me you try to come back to West Michigan as much as you can. It's an exciting place to show and talk about art. Let's expand on that.
Well, it's exciting for a lot of reasons. One, because I think everybody here has a set of fresh eyes and perspective on something that has been talked about a lot on the coasts and obviously over in Europe for hundreds of years. So coming here is a fresh thing. It's exciting for me to be part of an emerging thing. We have a rich culture here of writing and music, but the visual arts are just sort of in their infancy. And to be a part of that growth and be on the sideline and watch this whole thing happen is just it's a chance to be a part of history, I think. So it's very exciting stuff.
Talk to me a little bit more. We dropped the exhibit that will highlight Robert De Niro's father and his contemporary. This is This is a big deal. What, describe the painting we actually see, if painting is the correct terminology.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
De Niro's painting?
Yes.
It's a still life. He was an artist that painted from life and painted figuratively in a time when abstract was in vogue. So what happened is, because he stuck to his guns and painted from life, he sort of faded a bit into obscurity. He's having a reemergence now. A lot of these artists in this show have stuck to their guns and painted that way. New York and the art scene, a lot of other art movements came along and they kind of got sidelined. And so they're sort of coming back. And he was a champion of that movement. And it's just very exciting to show his work here in a place that doesn't have those same biases that some other places have.
Mike, Collector Show is a twice annual showing intended to foster artist-collector relationships. Where else has the Collector Show shown?
We started last fall with an opening 3 days before Art Prize started at the Conduit Design Building, downtown Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. And so that was the first. And then this year, in conversation with Art Prize, we wanted to do it twice a year to kind of keep the conversation of art going year-round.
What were you looking for again, Tyler, when you had 400 entries in front of you? What was going to make the cut?
Well, that's a good question. Ultimately, it's not for a superficial style. It's more for something, the way the pictures are constructed, a language, a universal language, because I think that's the only way to really talk about modern painting now, because there are so many different styles. I mean, we've just come out of abstract, we've come out of figurative, we've come out of photoreal, we've just come out of so many different movements that everybody is sort of doing their own thing, so you try to find a deeper connection.
And again, my notes tell me that we are likely to see, Mike, an entire century of American painting from, I mean, the work of the well-known, the mid-career and the early career.
Yeah, that's correct. Starting out with Arthur Dove, a painting from the early 1900s. So it's super exciting. We've got Arthur Dove, Leland Bell, Bob Thompson, Paul Rezica, and, of course, that De Niro Sr., and then some very young painters from the region as well as from the rest of the country.
So I'm just walking in 6:30, 7 o'clock Friday night. Is there an arrangement of, do I start with one and look at another or peruse?
The entire premise of this show is that you probably aren't going to be able to tell who's who. That's the beauty of it. That's me proving an intuition that I have that there's some really incredible art happening in this area. And instead of telling people about it, showing people about that by putting them in a context with these amazing artists over the past 100 years.
You're actually co-founder of Fire Barn out of Grand Haven,
mm-hmm.
Yes? So there is reason for you to come home frequently.
Well, instead of telling people what I want to do, I wanted to show them. So I spent 4 years integrating artists from Chicago, New York, and Europe with artists in this area. And it was a huge success as far as the work really spoke well with each other.
Mike, do we also include artists under your resume? Or more doer?
I'm a more doer.
Awesome. Boy, Tyler, other information that you'd like to share with our audience? Not who to vote for.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay. Your outfit is fantastic.
Okay, you like that?
Yeah, I do.
Cool. Yeah, little red and brown thing going
yes.
on.
Yes.
Tyler Loftus and Mike Coleman, again, talking about a pretty cool opportunity. Well, we're starting to talk about Art Prize, little by little, held at the Art Prize Hub, this 3-day event, Collector Show Spring. And is it always Collector Show / something?
Yeah, there's the Spring Edition and the Fall Edition. The Fall Edition will open a few days before Art Prize 2016.
Great. Tyler Loftus, take us home. Get us there this weekend.
Well, I'd just like to say that we are huge fans of what Art Prize does, and we feel like hopefully we're partnering well with them, because obviously, like you said, we're starting to talk about Art Prize now. It's becoming relevant, and we still have a long way to go, so I feel like we've succeeded.
Have you entered?
I have.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And will you enter this year? Pressure.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
I will.
You're on tape now. All right, guys. Thank you, Mike Coleman.
Thank you,
appreciate that. Is there a best website or
the Art Prize blog is probably the best to get info, and also secondavarts.com.
SecondAvArts.com. Tyler Loftus, Mike Coleman, thanks. We'll see you this weekend.
Thank you.
Collector Show, spring.